Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It is the good, the bad, and the dumb Friday edition. Glad you can be with us. This is where we give you the good, the bad, the dumb, as we head into the weekend. Let's get the good of the day.
Now we're heading into the weekend strong because the good of the day is I'm hoping that these players never change.
Okay.
Because we always get fun content out of them. And so I'm highlighting just two players, two former NBA stars. First one being Dennis Rodman.
All right.
So Dennis Rodman recently got a tattoo of his girlfriend's face on his face.
Oh, no. Really? I thought he had tattoos already on his face.
Hey, probably, I'm sure he has tattoos on his face, but he didn't have his girlfriend's face on his face.
Oh, okay. So he found some room.
He found some room.
Well done, Dennis Rodman.
I mean, that's love.
That is love, man. That is love.
I could never do it. I could never get my wife's face on my face.
You don't know. Like, you know, what happens down the road? If Dennis Rodman's been through a million relationships. What happens if she...
Yeah.
If he doesn't like her anymore?
Well, is this appealing, too?
No.
I mean, if you're his girlfriend, you want to be looking lovingly in your boyfriend's face, seeing your face on his face?
You know what, man? I got to give guys credit. They come up with these ideas and then they actually go through with it.
Yes.
Like it's one thing to be like, you know what, man? I want to put Lisa's face on my face. You need a buddy that goes, no, you don't, man. No, you don't. Stop.
Yeah.
But no, they go...
Slow down there, partner.
They go, I want to put Lisa's face on my face. And the buddies go, great, I'll book you, how about 2 o'clock at the tattoo parlor tomorrow? And the guy goes, sure. And then he sleeps on it and he wakes up and he goes, today's the day. Lisa's face is going on my face. And then they get to the parlor and the guy goes, all right, give me a picture. And then they start and he's literally in it. There's never a point where he goes, stop, what am I doing? Whoa, 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 stop, what am I doing? Nope. He's all in.
He's all in.
He's all in. Dennis Rodman's,
he's one of a kind.
He is one of a kind. Remember he went to North Korea? Remember when he was buddies with...
He's an ambassador, Tony.
Yeah.
A U.S. ambassador.
Kim Jong-un, is that who it was? The son of the other guy?
Best friends with him.
Best friends. Yep. Said he was awesome.
He's the only one that could broker peace between our nations.
Unreal. Unreal. Who's the other athlete?
The other athlete is... Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard?
Yeah.
I heard this. His girlfriend called him evil or something?
Oh, sure. But I'm not talking about that.
How about that? Okay, go ahead.
No, no, no. What Dwight Howard is guilty of, I guess, is saying that in his prime, he was a far much better player than Nikola Jokic.
Oh, he was he?
Yeah.
He was.
He said he was getting 38 and 20, 45 and 18, 19, 20, and he was doing it all with twos.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't knocking down him from behind the arm?
No.
Oh, Dwight Howard.
And that's another one where I was like, you know what? Don't change, please.
Remember the summer of, 14, 13, one of those, whatever the summer was that he went to the Rockets? Remember Jim Parsons
Vaguely.
Of the Big Bang Theory was making videos urging Dwight Howard to go to the Rockets? Like that was a big, free agent summer, and then nothing happened. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, Dwight Howard claims that he's a top 10 center of all time.
See, the problem is that if you are a top 10 center, you usually have hardware to back it up in a way that makes people go, I remember you winning all of this stuff.
Yeah. Does he even have an NBA championship?
Was he on a team that won? Was he?
Because I know it wasn't him.
Was he on the Lakers team that won in 2020?
That's a great question.
I lost track of him because he disappeared in this league. So,
was a time where he was one of the top players in the game.
Oh, sure.
And I remember when he left Orlando or he was leaving Orlando. I mean, that was a hot.
Well, he was.
A hot piece.
He was on the. He was in the finals with Orlando in what 2009? Kobe winning the
right.
He was on that Orlando team, but I think he did. I want to say he played for the Lakers. Yeah, I think he won a ring with the Lakers in 2020.
In the bubble?
Yep, he did. I looked it up. He did.
All
That's
right.
it. That's all he's got.
So he's got the one.
So yeah, he got the one.
NBA champion.
And
I'm looking
up, forever.
Staring at it right there.
There it is.
8-time All-Star, 5-time first team.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's got that going for him, but I don't know if you're a top 10 center
in
this game
so.
Of all time. And we've had some pretty remarkable centers.
Yeah, he was the number one overall pick.
Yeah, no, okay.
And Nikola Jokic was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial.
I'm giving him some stuff, but I don't know about, you know, Nikola Jokic already has two MVPs and a Finals MVP.
We may have. I am willing to concede this, and I think that the NBA media in the last 2-3 months has gone a little bit with the juice of this is the greatest thing I've ever seen ever in NBA history.
Yeah.
With both Nikola Jokic and Victor Wembanyama. Like all the NBA guys are like, Nikola Jokic may be the greatest NBA player who has ever played the game. Nobody's ever played the position like he's ever played the position. And then Victor Wembanyama, he is even rarer than a unicorn, which doesn't even exist. Like, they've gone a little bit brewing up the hyperbole, which may come true, but boy, the last 2 months, if you took a shot for every time somebody said greatest ever, you'd be very, very drunk over the last 2 months.
I will say this though, I didn't realize this, but Dwight Howard is still playing.
Where is he still playing?
Taiwan.
Is he playing in Taiwan?
Yeah. In fact, this year,
credit for that.
This year he was voted league's most valuable import. He made the all T1 league first team, all defensive first team. He was the rebounds leader and all-star game most famous player, and he was the all-star game MVP.
Very good.
So, I mean, he's making noise in Taiwan. I don't know if that's a big deal or not.
I'm up for that.
Yeah.
Good for him in
Plays
Taiwan.
For the Taiwan Leopards. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So what is the bad of the day?
I got two for you, right? We're very quick bads.
Right,
the first
good.
One is Just Stop Oil, the organization, interrupted a match being played at Wimbledon yesterday by throwing orange confetti on the grounds.
Okay. This Stop Oil, are these the same people that...
They're the ones who always do orange, yeah. Throw paint on buildings, paint on cars and stuff
and
like that.
Paintings
so,
in museums.
Yeah, so...
Super glued themselves once.
So yeah, they infiltrated the grounds at Wimbledon, jumped on the court, and threw orange confetti on the grass.
Okay.
Now, the reason why I'm putting this in bed is, first of all, you know, hey, you know, I don't like protesters interrupting sporting events. Stupid. You know,
right.
I like my sporting events to go on without a hitch. But where it really goes in the bad is that they jumped on court 18.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that's one of the courts. You know when they do a aerial shot of Wimbledon and they show you the whole grounds? That's
right.
One of those smaller courts off in the corner.
That's like where that you guys play there.
That may have, like, you know, they have, like, the high school athletic risers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like I was going to say, that's like the friends and family court.
Yeah.
Like, hey, everybody.
I mean, those matches count. Tony,
yeah,
those matches
count. They count, but they're not center
it's
court.
It's not center court, no.
They're not playing in front of William and Kate.
And, you know, as opposed to last year where they, I guess, threw orange dust, they threw orange confetti, which, you know, Wimbledon comes equipped with the vacuum cleaner. That just sucked it up pretty quickly. So it was a short-lived protest.
Got it.
That's where it came bad. The second bad, real quick, I don't really have a whole lot of information on this, but, you know, I fear that this could end up becoming a bigger story. It could become the summer story of 2023. And that is the rumors that are flying around that Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian are involved.
What?
Yeah.
They're a couple?
That they're a couple. I guess these rumors intensified after, I believe his name is Mark Rubin. He throws an annual all-white party at his house on the Hamptons.
All right, when you say all-white, meaning white all-white
dress.
Garments. Not,
yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not. Yeah. Let me back
all
up.
All-white. Okay.
Not the
if I'm Tom Brady, I ain't going to an all-white party.
Not the ethnicity. I mean, Kevin Hart was there. So
okay, I got you.
You dress head to toe all-white.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like you can't. It's almost like you're at Wimbledon.
It's almost like Wimbledon. Yeah.
Right.
I was gonna say it's like Wimbledon.
And it just happens to always happen around Wimbledon. So maybe there's a connection there. But Mark Rubin, he's a billionaire, has a gigantic house on the Hamptons. This is the most exclusive party of the summer, if not the year. It's a who's list of who's there. It's incredible, stupid. But rumors are flying that Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian may be somewhat of an item.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know what that really does for society, but it can't be good.
I wish I had a TMZ interest, but what happened to the blonde model wearing the
jersey. You know what? Maybe Tom Brady's just like, whatever. Yeah. I'm just going to do what I want to do.
I was telling you off the air that I saw Josh Allen was dating Haley Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought he had a girlfriend from high school that he's been with forever, and they made a life.
No, and I think you're right. I think, you know, he sat back and, you know, you said this off air too, that he woke up one morning and went, wait, I'm Josh Allen.
Yeah. And then he looked at his girlfriend and said, you're not. I met you in algebra class.
Yeah.
I can date women now that star in movies and or record songs.
She can introduce me to all the Pitch Perfect stars.
Exactly. All right, we'll continue the good, the bad, and the dumb next. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call. Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we'll get back to the good, the bad, and the dumb. You have another bad coming up, or are we going right to the dumb?
No, we're going right to the dumb.
All right, very good. Our friends at Baseball Barbecue have done it again. Makers of patented bat-handled barbecue tools and cutting boards, Baseball Barbecue can customize their products or engrave them with the logos of your favorite Major League teams. For the upcoming Baseball Midsummer Classic, Baseball Barbecue will make a commemorative home plate cutting board engraved with the All-Star logo and the names and the facsimiles of signatures of every player. The products are built to last. They're fun. They're functional. They must have for baseball fans and serious grillers alike. Visit baseballbarbecue.com. That's baseballbbq.com. Use the code SportsMap20 for 20% off of your order today. Good stuff. I have a cutting board. I got a barbecue handle. I got a spatula. I got what do you call those, tongs? Yep. I love them. They're great stuff. Great.
Now,
great tools. I use them all the time.
Yeah, you do the man thing, right? When you get the tongs.
Yeah, click them.
Got to click them.
I click them.
Just to make sure that they're working. Yeah.
By the way, real quick on that Stop Oil people in Wimbledon, they're threatening the British Grand Prix this weekend in Formula One. And a couple of the drivers said, please don't. I don't know if I can stop in time. I don't know.
Yeah, like, you know, hopefully
don't run on the racetrack.
If they're to do anything, hopefully they're smart enough to realize not to get into, the straightaway.
Lewis Hamilton has said, I support their cause, but please do not run on the track. It's very dangerous. We're going 180 miles an hour.
Right.
Like we're not going to be able to see you in time if you just decide to run on and
that's what you want to say. You will die.
And then they were saying, don't throw like those orange smoke bombs. Like the not smoke bombs, but smoke. I guess they're called smoke bombs. I mean,
right.
Things that smoke up. It's like, don't throw those on the track when we're racing. Please, please, please. Like begging this group not to disrupt for safety reasons.
No, because how dangerous that'd be if you threw like dangerous. A couple of smoke bombs on there and, it's a hairpin turn, but now you can't really see.
Can't see. Right, exactly. All right, let's get to the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day. Social media wars, Tony.
Social media wars.
Yeah,
okay.
I've been kind of like piecing it all together. I still don't have all the details, but while you were away,
yes,
and I didn't really know this. I think it happened over the weekend or earlier this week. I'm not sure the timeline on it, but Facebook and Instagram got together and created a new Twitter-esque site called Threads.
All right, that's funny because Philip actually asked me yesterday if I know anything about Threads, and I hadn't looked into it yet.
I haven't really looked into it yet either, so I cannot speak on what Threads is, except for the fact I guess it's very much similar to Twitter.
Okay.
And it's wanting to compete with Twitter because, as we all know, Twitter's on the downside of life.
Yeah, they've been they're kind of popping. Also, they've been negative lately.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Elon Musk has done, but I mean, there's been a couple. I mean, the most recent one was like, we got to limit you to only seeing 600 tweets a day. First of all, I still think that's a lot.
That's still a lot.
But a lot of people were up in arms, like, I can only view 600 tweets. And I'm like, wow, you're on Twitter.
What
a
life! What a life if you can't get through with 600 tweets.
So where is the social media war heading? Well, the first step was, I'm going to come back to the first step. The second step, apparently, or the most recent one, is Elon Musk is threatening to sue Mark Zuckerberg, Meta, and the creators of Instagram for creating Threads.
No, that's is what. Okay, I don't know much about that industry, but is it proprietary?
I don't think so. I mean, if that's the case, then, like, you know, anything that, I mean, you sue anything, I guess.
Hasn't the argument always been to, it doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on, when they, like, for example, liberals who don't like Fox News, and they go, well, create another Fox News. Or conservatives that didn't like the old Twitter, they go, well, get your own Twitter. Like, hasn't that always been the thing the other side is slung at the other side? Now you're saying, you couldn't have done that all this whole time. Like, there's that somehow it's proprietary, posting thoughts on some feed? That doesn't sound like you own that. It just sounds like you may own how it's done. You may own your business model, but it's like hamburgers. McDonald's doesn't go, well, you can't make hamburgers because we have hamburgers. Would that sound like the case?
It sounds like that's my logic too. My thinking.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a proprietary thing. Like, you can't own just a hamburger, like you said.
Right.
Anyone can make a hamburger.
I mean, maybe it's the program, but it doesn't sound like it's a. I mean, again, I don't know much about, like, I don't know it's coding, so I don't know if this is a coding thing that you have to.
But anyone can code.
If you code it, do you own it? Like, I mean, if you code it, is that yours, or can somebody else go, well, it's a pretty basic concept. So I don't know. But I doubt it.
But
I mean, wasn't there a bunch of others that came around?
Yeah.
Aren't
they,
like,
all kind of that way? Aren't they all just kind of like posts?
I feel like this is like the second or third one that has sort of popped up. Where it's like, oh, no, I'm on.
I almost feel
I'm on,
like,
Truth Social, or I'm on.
Right. I almost feel like it's the USFL, the AAF, XFL, yeah. Just trying to find their own little niche in the world to compete with the NFL.
I got
Or not really even try to compete with the NFL. They're just trying to make some money.
Okay.
So, but the other larger part to this is that there is a proposed fight, cage match fight, between Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk.
Oh,
now,
okay.
A date has not been set.
I've seen this. I saw this when I was on vacation. Okay. I really want to be proven wrong here, but I think this does not happen at all.
I 100% agree with you.
I'd love to be wrong on this.
Now, apparently, I think Musk is training, or Zuckerberg is training with a UFC fighter. I think it's Musk who's training with the UFC fighter. It started off as an offhanded remark out of Musk's mouth, and then Mark Zuckerberg said, sure, I'll meet you in a cage.
Yeah.
And it kind of escalated from there. Now there's a lot of people who are, you know, a lot of fight. Dana White needs to get all over this. I mean, I don't know why his name hasn't been linked to this yet. You know, stop doing the slapping thing and start concentrating on social media war, number one.
Well, let me ask a question. I actually just said I want to see it, but I don't know if I – do I really want to
okay,
see
no,
it?
Okay, no.
I got to be honest with you.
I know what you're saying. This is what you're saying. You want to hear about it. You want to read about the results. You don't actually want to physically watch it. You may want to see a highlight.
You're not
wanting to tune in for $99.99 and settle in for the night and invite friends over. You're not wanting to go that route.
I agree.
If you happen to be at a bar and it's on one of the TVs, bonus.
Here's my problem. I use Facebook. I use Twitter. I don't drive a Tesla, but I respect the business. I'm glad Elon Musk wants to go to space and do more of that as a private citizen. I get it. But as individuals, I couldn't care less about either one of these guys.
No, as individuals,
what they've done, great. So I don't think I would find myself looking for a cage match between these two just because they're famous billionaires. But I also think that in the end, there are going to be some people in their circles that are like, you are not going into that. There's no way you're going into that.
Here's the equivalent to it, okay? Here's the equivalent to it. Back in our day, we got to go way back into the 1990s, Tony.
Or 80s.
Would you have wanted to see a throwdown of the late night wars? You remember that? Where it was between Jay Leno and David Letterman?
Oh, yeah.
Would a cage match have interested you with those two?
Maybe.
Not at all.
I saw, if you see Night Shift, that story behind that was actually very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I'm with you. That's kind of where I'm at with that.
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
I'd want to hear about it, read about it, maybe see a highlight or two that, you know, pop up on a video feed on either Twitter or Facebook. I could care less which one.
I'm with you.
I'll find it somehow, some way. But yeah, I have no interest in. I would never drop money on this. If you want me to see it, you better be for free.
Right. You're right. I mean, yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, apparently, you know, there's a new social media app that I guess we need to download.
I did see this as we were doing this. I looked it up, and apparently Mr. Beast has 1 million followers already.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I'm not holding it against Mr. Beast being able to obtain 1 million followers. I'm just surprised that there are 1 million other people already using Threads.
Yeah, I know. He jumped on that thing and 1 million people immediately started following Mr.
Beast. I'm going to assume that's not everyone.
Okay.
That there's more than 1 million people. I'm going to assume that there's a lot of people who already have downloaded Threads who are using it.
Are there any 40-year-olds following Mr. Beast, or has he just basically got a young crowd?
It's got to be a young crowd.
Right? Does that mean they've jumped on this?
All three of my boys know, and that's an age range from 15 to 6.
Yeah, I mean, every young person I know knows who Mr. Beast
is. Yeah, I know of him.
But I don't know I never heard an adult ever talk about any Mr. Beast video. And I've heard my friends talk about videos. I've seen my friends post videos, funny videos. There's like that couple that sing parody songs.
Yes.
I get 50,000 of those whenever they post.
The Holmans or something. Holders.
Holdersons. When they do a parody song on my feed, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, I got 25 people sending that out.
I think they won the Amazing Race.
Maybe they do, yeah.
No, I'm saying
the TV show. But anything
Mr.
Beast does, none of my adult friends have ever tweeted. But the kids all know who he is. All know who he is. And whatever he's doing. It's nuts.